Of course, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, 1 chapter 18, 20 days, 1 chapters from Psalms chapter 12. It's another short one, but let's start with the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. And thank you for all the times that you have listened to us, Father, what we have gone wrong in our sins, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and have done what I failed to do, Father. May you have mercy on us. May you continue guiding us, may you continue protecting us in everything that we do, Father, that we do it for the glory of your name. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress, Father, may you heal them, and may you give them that inner joy that they desire. All those who are at war, Father, all those who lack, may you provide for them, and may you give them the peace that they do want. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let's go on to today's wonder chapter. Help, Lord, for no one is faithful no more. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbors. They flatter with their lips, but have a deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all fluttering lips and ever boastful tongue. Those who say, by our tongues we will prevail, our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us? Because the poor are plundered and the needy ground, I will now arise, says the Lord. I'll protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined 7 times. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us from whatever is wicked. Who feels thought about when what is veiled is honored by the human race? And this is our short wonder chapter for today. And let's go straight to today's message. What message do I have for you from today's wonder chapter? The first one comes from verse 3. May the Lord silence all fluttering lips and every boastful tongue. Amen. May the Lord silence all fluttering lips and every boastful tongue. You see, there are some people who boast a lot. I'm not saying I have a problem with him, but it reaches a point where it turns into pride. And so many times we have talked about how the Lord detests pride. If the Lord has blessed you with something, instead of being boastful about it, be grateful for it. Amen. Instead of being boastful about it, be grateful for it. And if you feel that you have in excess, why don't you bless other people then with it? Why do you want to keep all of it to yourself? A candle loses nothing by lighting up another candle. If the Lord has blessed you, remember to bless others as well, and he will keep your cup overflowing. But if he blesses you with excess and you decide, can I say, to miles, to, you know, trust me, that sometimes that can be the end, the beginning of the downfall of your blessings. Some of you have ever been blessed so much in your previous parts of your life, but now things seem to be fading. Have you ever asked yourself why? Sometimes it's because of the pride and the boastful nature that we attach to those blessings that the Lord is giving. Can you imagine? Can you imagine giving someone, for example, your shirt, and they go around feeling, you know, this shirt costs 50 million, what? And that's the exact things we do when we're being boastful. The Lord is giving us free of charge, and you're here going to show off on something that is not yours. As Christians, we ought to pray for the spirit of humility, because that's the only way to go. Verse 5 says, because the poor are plundered and the needy ground, I will arise now, says the Lord, and I protect those who malign them. The Lord is here to protect us. The Lord is going to fight whoever is fighting against us, because sometimes we are disadvantaged, because we are from a low financial standard, because we are from a poor homestead. And sometimes it's even us fellow Christians who are giving those people a hard time. Sometimes it's us being given a hard time. Other times it's us giving those people a hard time. But the Lord is saying he will avenge for them. The Lord is saying he will fight for them. He will fight for us, depending on which side you are on. Do not miss, do not abuse other humans. It may not be sexually. It can be physical. It can be mentally. Why? The Lord will avenge. And if it's you who is in that position, just keep on praying. Keep on praying for breakthrough, and God will open a door for you. Verse 6 and 20 says, and the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined seven times. The words of the Lord are flawless. When he says A, it's going to be A. And because our Bible tells us so, that whatever he has said is flawless, whatever promise he has made for us in the Bible will stand and come to pass. Be rest assured. And last, when you go to verse 7, it says, you, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked. You're not alone in this battle. Don't let anyone make you feel like you're alone. The Lord is always watching and he's ready to fight for you. The Lord is ready to fight your case for you. Yes, I know. It may not come today, it may not come tomorrow, but it's coming. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. As long as you have the breath of the living God in you, don't lose faith. I know it's not easy. Trust me, I know it's not. But God has something in store for you. God has something planned for you. Just give him the time and he will work his miracle in your life. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 12. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us at dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. The Lord really wants to hear from you. Almighty Lord, God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Almighty King of Kings, Father, for all the times that you have been oppressed, Father. We pray that may give us the strength to endure. From all the times that you have oppressed other people, Father, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your pardon. All the times that you have been boastful and you have been proud because of the blessing that you give us, Father, for all the times that you have not been humble enough to use the blessing that you give us to bless other people, Father, pray that may you have mercy on us. Please do not take away your blessing in our life. May you continue blessing us and open our inner hearts, Lord. Fill us with the spirit of giving so that we may always bless other people as well. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.